Good morning. You're tuned into the M&M Show. That's Maria in the morning. The time is now 8:08, and I'm your host, CJ Fantel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Maria Alvarez. And if you're just now joining me, of course, you know that we have Amber. She is here in the building as per every Tuesday. We have MWR Marketing. So good morning, Amber. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great. Ready to start the day. Absolutely. Always glad that it's Tuesday when I'm in here and not Monday. So
exactly. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like the nice, like, you know, Tuesday's the new Monday. Monday's the day where you're just kind of like holed up in the office like, oh, man.
Catching up, trying to get back into it. Yeah.
So Tuesday's the new Monday. We like Tuesdays because, hey, they're only like three more days after today.
Yeah.
Basically to the weekend already.
Exactly. We're like almost halfway through already.
Awesome. So, Amber, I know that I've been a little MIA for a while because, you know, I wasn't doing mornings, but I did get to talk to Grace, you know, talked all about updates for MWR. So what are we going to be talking about this morning?
We are going to talk about some spare time bowling events, the summer reading program, something for auto skills, bingo, and then two huge events we have going on next week.
Ooh, everybody super excited. Gotta get strapped in for that. So before I get into asking you all these questions about how can I participate, where do I sign up, where do I go, I do want to go ahead and get it out the way. Our question of the day is, what makes for the perfect beach day?
No sand. I hate sand so much.
Are you one of those like textile people who's just like,
I don't like that it sticks to you and never leaves. I just don't love, because I love getting in the water and I love being at the beach, but I just hate the sand, man.
So it's rock awful. Beaches are your thing then?
Yeah. Have you been to those? Yeah. And I do like that. I do. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
So no sand. I feel like that's very difficult here. But if you have a spot you like going to, let me know.
Yeah.
And then let us know what you think. But keep it right here. We're going to be talking about all the fun events that MWR has coming up. You're not going to want to miss it because, of course, you're invited. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. If you're just now tuning in, I have Amber right here in the studio. She is representing MWR and doing it so well because they are always planning these amazing events. So, Amber, what does MWR have going on this week?
So for the whole summer, even, we have the summer reading program at the MWR Library. And if you haven't already registered for the summer reading program, there's still plenty of time left. So you can go to sigonella.beanstack.org and register for all ages, including they have a 0-4 category, and you can just read to them, and that still counts, and they can get little prizes. Love and it. Even adults can join in on the fun. So my husband and I signed us up both too for that too. So you can do it all ages. They have like four different categories, so make sure you sign up. But
Amber's
then yeah,
stealing all the fun.
Well, I mean, you know, I read too, so like that's great. Yeah. The next event coming up, though, combined with our early literacy program, full steam ahead, is Animal Book Buddies. So tomorrow, Wednesday, June 26th, from 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. at Storytime, children will choose an animal puppet and book and take turns reading to our new animal buddies. So they'll have socializing and crafts to follow, and this program is geared towards ages 1 to 5.
That's awesome. So I actually, a couple weeks ago, I'm sure Amanda told you at one point, but I was scoping out because we shot a video for Full Steam Ahead, and I loved it. It's just so fun to watch the little kids because they're so small in the way that they interact. And yeah, the puppets, they go insane. Like, they absolutely love the puppets.
It's so fun.
And it is very fun. And Amanda and her counterpart, they do such a great job about keeping the kids engaged.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
No, she's amazing. Really lucky to have her.
Absolutely. So you don't want to miss out on that. The summer reading program is just such an amazing thing. It's keeping you, I feel like it's keeping you up to date with like, hey, like we're out of school. However, you know, you can still learn some things and we can still do fun things while you're during your time off.
Keep literacy up. You got to keep reading or it just like falls off. You know, you just got to keep it going.
That's awesome. But when they put the book down and they want to take a mini break, maybe with something that happens indoors, what does MWR have planned?
We are going to do Blink 182 Day at Spare Time Bowling this weekend. So Sunday, June 30th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., you can party Blink 182 style, celebrating the 182nd day of the year with friends. Jam out to Blink 182 hits all day with live music from 4 to 6 p.m. with The Leftovers and free henna tattoos for patrons from 3 to 6:30 p.m. So stay until we turn the lights off and go home with enjoyable memories. Please note that the music may not be suitable for children. The recommended recommended ages 13 and up, but it's $1.82 per person per game and $2 shoe rental.
I'm going to be real. This is the first time I've ever seen, like, the Blink, like, this is the 182nd, like, day of the year is being Blink 182 day.
I've
never seen it before. So, honestly, I'm here for it. Absolutely.
Our bowling manager is a great programmer, so she's really excited about doing some fun events like this. So, I hope everybody comes out to support the bowling alley with this one so we can keep going with all these fun events.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Absolutely love the bowling alley. Amber and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're going to continue talking about MWR, and some of these next classes are going to help you learn a thing or two, so you don't want to miss out on that. You're just now tuning in. Amber and I have been talking all about Blink 182 Day. We also talked about the summer reading program, but now we're shifting gears ever so slightly, literally, because we're talking about cars and what's happening over at the Autoport. That was terrible. Sorry. Apologies for that.
It just came to me as I was talking. Yeah, it just came to you. Yeah, yeah, puns are great. I mean, it's fine. It's like a dad joke type of feel,
exactly.
You know? It's okay. But yeah, we're going to talk about auto skills. So we have our auto skills maintenance classes. So this one is mounting new tires. So Saturday, June 29th from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., ages 16 and up can learn how to remove tires from a wheel, mount the new tires, and use our balancing machine. So you can bring your own new tires and leave with them installed and balanced, or you can just observe and practice on our demonstration vehicle. And then make sure you look out for more maintenance classes in July, including oil changes and more tire classes as well.
Oh, okay. I feel like that's, like, definitely one of those things where it's, like, I don't think everybody necessarily knows how to do it. Like, for sure, 1,000%, I have zero idea.
I have zero idea. I would not know how to do this.
I'm, like, so, balance beam? Cool. No,
yeah, so I should definitely try to do that.
Definitely try out. And I do love that, like, you know, it's, like, it's such a practical skill. And then they're opening it up for, you know, teenagers, because that's, like, a life skill, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, eventually you're going to have your own car. You're going to be wisping around, so it's definitely nice to have those. And then this one, I know this is one of your absolute favorite events that MWR hosts. So what can people look forward to this week?
It sure is. And it's hard because obviously our regular season is over, so we're not doing it every week. So this is our special night of bingo coming up this Thursday, June 27th. This is our $35 special night, which includes a regular pack and an extra jackpot card. The payouts for each game and the jackpot will be dependent upon how many people show up. So the more that come, the higher the payouts will be, and the jackpot will go that night no matter what. So somebody's gonna win the jackpot, even if it's, you know, $500, $700, however many people come, it determines that, and then it goes that night. So it's not going to be like a consolation prize at the end. You get that money right then. And then there's also going to be food provided for bingo patrons this Thursday, so make sure you come hungry.
Oh, definitely come hungry. I'm hoping it's Nino's Pizza, but I won't say that on air as like it will be. But
I'll tell you it's not, but we are getting some food though, and it's going to be good.
I'm just going to start dropping requests for Nino's Pizza.
But I also, I'll tell you too, just as a heads up, July we're taking off of bingo, so we won't even have a special night in July. So if you want bingo, you need to come on Thursday to get your fill for the summer because it won't be back till later.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go ahead and say now I'm going to win bingo, so if you don't bother showing up, I'm still going to win. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'd love to win, too. I really would love to.
Yeah, definitely. And then, you know, I feel like, you know, we've been hyping them up, and I feel like it's already here, but it's like, what? No way. It's almost July.
Yeah.
So our grand performance for the month of July is, drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll, please. Andy Grammer, our Andy Grammer concert, courtesy of Armed Forces Entertainment, is coming up. So the Emmy Award-winning and multi-platinum musician Andy Grammer will be here at Sicanella to turn up the fun with pop anthems that have made him famous. You can dance to the beat, sing along to your favorites, and enjoy this feel-good vibe show next Tuesday, July 2nd, in front of 568 Lounge on NAS 2. The bar opens at 5 p.m. Show starts at 7:30. It's open to active duty, NATO, and DOD ID card holders and their families. All ages are welcome. It's a free event, and no tickets are required.
Absolutely love it. And the change of scenery is a kind of nice too.
Yeah.
So, you know, normally we always buzz over here on, you know, NAS 1, but I feel like having it on NAS 2 is like opens it up to, you know, more so that, you know, the single and unaccompanied, since most all the people on the barracks are on that side. So
yeah,
I thought that was definitely nice. Well, Amber and I, we want you to keep it right here. We're going to continue talking about events. This one is probably the biggest one yet. you're just now tuning in, I've been here with Amber. We've been talking all about some fun events, and I feel like Andy Grammer is just kind of like, you know, the up and running to like the big kickoff show that's happening later in the week. So what do people have to look forward to on this 4th of July?
Yes, coming up next week on Thursday, July 4th, we have our huge Red, White, and Boom event, which is one of our big four, so we're really excited about that. There's tons of things going on, including our color run in the morning in Marinette. I know you talked to Heather about this yesterday, but you can register on our website or the Facebook page or scan the QR code on the poster, and the first 300 people to register are going to receive a free t-shirt, so you can get doused in lots of vibrant colors as you run or walk the streets of Marinette. The run starts in the back of Marinette, in front of the community center at 8 a.m.
Absolutely. Really excited. Love it.
I love Color Run. Yeah, it's like one of my favorite things that we do each year.
And then I feel like it's definitely a family-friendly event.
Oh,
too.
For sure. Like, and you can bring your pets. Like, people run their dogs through it all the time. I love that. I think that's so fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, later, you know, a couple hours later, I feel like you get some time to, you know, wash off the color and just kind of like chill out for a bit before the big festivities pop off. So what all do we have planned?
So we have lots of other things going on throughout the day. We do have a softball tournament on the NAS 2 turf field starting Wednesday, actually, in the evening, and then back again Thursday morning at 8 a.m. So you can find out more information on our website and Facebook, but you can email our adult sports coordinator for details or to register your team for softball if you're interested in that. We have Midtown 2 Theaters hosting free matinee movies at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. You can see the movie schedule for more information about that one. And we're doing a pool party at Splashers Pool on NAS 1 from 12 to 4, including some awesome games and activities going on. And our cornhole tournament is going to start at 5 p.m. So if you're interested in registering, you can click the link on our website, Facebook page, or scan the QR code on the poster as well. Teams of two for that one, for the cornhole tournament. It's like a bracket system. It's really fun. But the main event does start on NAS 1 at 4 p.m. and goes until 10 p.m. It's including carnival games and prizes, kids zone inflatables, face painters, DJ music, food vendors, beer tent, wine tasting hosted by the Navy Exchange, cozy corner sensory calming area in the chart room. They're doing the watermelon eating contest, live music, Vice Venturas, and of course our grand finale fireworks, which of course are amazing and always like the highlight of the night.
Absolutely.
So really excited about that, obviously. But we do have our wristband sales live right now for the carnival games and inflatables, and they're for $5 pre-sale at Community Recreation, paying by card only. The day of price is going to be $7 and is cash only, but ages 2 and under are free. Most of the event is cash only, though, so I know we just went cashless, but it's part of our policy for special events to be cash only, essentially. The only exceptions to that are obviously going to be our facilities will still be card only.
Of course.
So like Connections Bar, if you're heading in there for a drink or something, it is going to be card only. But the event itself, wristbands, food booths, all of those things will be cash only. And then also, no pets are allowed, so please leave your furry family and friends at home.
That makes sense. You know, it's so many people. And then especially with like fireworks shows
and
stuff like
that. Yeah, it's kind of overwhelming. There's just a lot going on. And obviously there's kids grabbing and who knows. You know, it's safer and easier just to leave them at home.
A little sensory overload sometimes, you know. And then for, you know, if people want to bring, you know, friends who may not be like necessarily associated with base, are they able to do that this year?
Yes, you can sponsor up to 5 guests and children are included in that. So if you want to bring them on, you have to walk through the annex gate with your guests and walk them on, so you can still do that this year too.
Absolutely love it. So Amber, I know we talked about quite a few different events happening, but is there anything else that you would like for our community to know?
Well, yeah, just I know everyone's anticipating the July preview, and guess what, we're printing it today right now currently, actually, so it will be out today/tomorrow. We're really excited about all the fun events and things going on in July, so not just these things happening next week, but tons of other events and programs and trips and all the things, so make sure you check that out and look out for it for tomorrow.
Love it. Well, Amber, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's always a pleasure having MWR here in the studio, and we love all the things that you do here on the base, keeping us all busy.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. And, you know, to celebrate a little early for 4th of July, here is Katy Perry with Fireworks.